take this really seriously. These are people's homes. Micah is an absolute scourge, not just in Donegal, but in Mayo and indeed in some other counties with pyrite in the block. What I would like to see as well, and the Taoiseach was real clear about this over the weekend, is that those responsible as well need to be held to account. And we've got to look at in the future as to how we can ensure that some of the cost is borne, not just by the Exchequer, but by others. So we've asked the Attorney General to actually look specifically at this issue. Now, I don't want that delaying any potential changes, and it won't. But I think there is a matter of justice here too. There's a matter of fairness to the Exchequer. If you look at how residents have been treated by, and the state indeed, by insurance companies, by bond insurers, and indeed by producers. Already we've estimated, and this is probably conservative, Greg, 1 billion euro, I would say it would be more. So any changes that we make, which I want to work with the group to agree, to make sure that the scheme works, will mean that the cost will be above that.
How close to the homeowner who's in this situation through no fault of their own, they will have to contribute? Is that what you're saying? And will it be 10%?
I'm not going to draw any red lines. You asked me that at the start, because the work is ongoing right now. It won't be going on forever either, and I want the input of the group. So I don't want to be setting any false sort of one timelines, but two objectives of the scheme, because the issues that have been raised with me, including the grant caps and the percentage contribution, issues on engineering costs, you know, all of those things, they're all on the table. Okay. I'm hoping that in a matter of weeks that we will be able to come back with the revisions that can be agreed.